Let's go to the Pavlik conference call.
Here we are. Winnipeg Jets headquarters. Andre Pavlik resigns.
If you're typing away or there's somebody else in the room with you, and we'll hopefully go for, 15, 20 minutes or so. And Andre's in the Czech Republic here, so we have to be mindful of the fact it's fairly late during his time frame over there. So feel free to ask away any questions of Andre Pavlik there, gentlemen.
Andre, it's Brian Munn at TSN 1290. Congratulations on the five-year deal. I guess just a thought from you on getting the long-term commitment from the Jets.
Hey guys. Well, yeah, I'm really happy that I have a chance to stay in Winnipeg and to stay for 5 years, and that's all we're looking for, to stay in the city you like, and I have a great fan there, and I always said that I like Winnipeg, and I'm really happy for a deal right now, and I'm just looking forward now. It's behind me right now, and I'm just looking forward to be success in Winnipeg.
Hey, Gary Lawless.
How excited are you to have it 5 years, not just two or three, but to get as long as you did?
Yeah, well, it's like I said, you always want to stay as long as you can in the city you like, and I get used to it in Winnipeg, and I really like to play in Winnipeg, and that's why you play hockey, to I like to stay in the one city for a longer time, and that's exactly what happened now. So I'm really happy.
Gary Lawless of the Winnipeg Free Press and TSN 1290. How hard was this for you to go through it? It couldn't have been fun sort of being on the opposite side of the Jets, but now you're back in the family.
Yeah, well, it's it's process. It's another side of the business, and I really believe my agent that he did the best he can, and we were a team, and I agree with everything what he said, and it's like I said, it's business, it's a process, and it's never easy to make a deal, and again, that's something what I was looking for, and it's a really good feeling.
Andre, Brian asked you about the five-year deal that takes you into 2 years of your free agency. Was that hard to give up?
Well, absolutely not. It's something that I was looking for a long deal, and as long as I can stay in Winnipeg, it's better for me, like I said, it's something that I was looking for, and it was easy to sign 5 years deal for sure.
Andre, it's Bob Irving of CJOB Radio. Were you seriously considering the option of playing in the KHL?
Everybody knows that I had an offer from KHL. It's not a secret, but I always want to stay in Winnipeg. I said that so many times, like I said, everybody knows that I had the deal. I had the option to go to KHL, and it was really good money. It was really good. It was really good. But first thing, what I was thinking, that I want to stay in Winnipeg, and that's exactly what happened. So it's behind me right now, and like I said, I'm looking forward.
Andre, Ken Weeb from the Winnipeg Sun here. What's it going to take for you to become one of the NHL?
I'll try again. I don't hear you.
What's it going to take to become one of the elite goalies in the National Hockey League for you?
For sure I know that it's a big responsibility right now. And like I said, I just want to thanks to have this chance to stay in Winnipeg for a long time. And this is the point I always want to be number one goalie in the city, and try to be the best goalie in NHL. So that's my goal, and I'm looking forward.
What did you enjoy most about the year in Winnipeg last year?
Absolutely the fans. The fans have been unbelievable all year long, and sometimes we didn't play the best hockey, but they, they've been always behind us, and they always support us. So it was fun to be part of it, and all cities of Canada. I started in North America. I started in Canada for 2 years in Junior League, and I really like it there. So I get used to it there, and it feels like one family. Most important thing too. I feel really good in Winnipeg, so I'm really happy.
Andre, when did the negotiations really pick up? When did Alan let you know that things were getting close?
Well, you never know. But last couple of days that we went back and forth. We always went back and forth, and I really feel that the Chevy wants me to stay in Winnipeg, and I really wanted to stay in Winnipeg. So I always believe that I can we can make a deal, and I'm really happy.
How much do you think that the Gustavson trade had to deal with pushing these negotiations forward?
Well, probably this is a question. This is a question for Chevy or the organization. I was looking forward to make a deal done, and I, like I said so many times last year or this year, I don't look around. I just focus for my situation, and that's what I did. So this is a question for organization.
Andre, Andrew Patterson from Hustler & Lawless and TSN 1290. Congratulations on the new deal. You mentioned how much you enjoyed the city and the fans. I imagine in committing to the Winnipeg Jets for 5 years, it also shows a lot of optimism about how good this team can be in the future, considering the young core of players that you call your teammates.
Yeah, that's another side. I think we had a great group of guys last year, and we always make a playoff. If you sign a 5 year deal, it's you have to be sure that the organization going to right direction, and I want to win. I want to win. I want to be successful. So I really believe my teammates and the organization is going to the good direction. So it was one of the reasons why I signed the 5 year deal.